I think it's just, you know, the kid is a big height, weight, speed guy already. I mean, 6'4", 230, so he has all the intangibles there that's needed to play the position. But I think confidence, and I think that's the one thing that has happened with that young man is that he has displayed more confidence this offseason than any time before. But that comes with, of course, understanding and being more familiar with the system. So the fact that he's able to recall the defense as I ask him questions, that's been the biggest difference.
Is that the best extended look you've seen from him? You
know, without a doubt, you know, no question.
I mean, if you have much to go on before this, or
no,
on defense?
No. Before we played in Canton, I had nothing really to go on. So that was the most extensive play that he has had in, you know, going into his second year that he's been here. So I'm excited.
And what does his, I mean, looks
yeah, he's definitely more, he's more masculine, of course, if I can say that. He's thicker. He's in a position right now that he's learning how to sink his hips and understand how to strike with power, which is still a work in progress.
How is he in that room? Like
great. He takes notes like crazy. And yes, he's probably 4 or 5 inches taller than all my other safeties. And so, but great notes. I mean, everything I say, he writes it down.
Was there ever thought to switching positions with him? I remember when he came
never.
Out.
No? Okay. Never at all. Yeah. Never at all.
Stevie looking?
Stevie's looking well. You know, coming off of that knee injury, the fact that he's able to transition in and out of breaks, I haven't seen any lack at all. You can't even tell which knee was hurt. So he's doing good.
Has he gotten thicker up top?
Yeah, he's lifted a little weights. He's also filled out a little bit. So he worked hard in the weight room, and that was one of his goals, to build up a little more bulk so he can play down in the box and be able to help us in support.
You mentioned Murray as a guy that jumped out at you as well. Usually you guys throw a lot at the rookies. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about, you know, how he's processing it? Is he emerging in one area versus another that you think you can use him moving forward?
Yeah, you know what, Nat is, you're right. As you all know, what I like to do with the safeties is there's no free, there's no strong. You have to learn both positions because you never know when you have to go in and play the left side or the right side, go to the tight end or not go to the tight end. So for Nat and his learning curve, of course, he's right where he's supposed to be, but yet as a rookie, there's still some down and distance tendencies that he didn't understand before that he's now starting to understand. You know, if it's 3rd and 2, all right, there's no reason to back off and play 10, 12 yards off if you're playing man-to-man. So it's little things like that you have to constantly remind him of. But Berkey right now, we're looking forward to seeing him be a really good player for us on special teams. And so that's where they all have to make their mark. Cooper Taylor has to make it on special teams. Because as you all know, we have our 2 starters here, but yet I treat them all as starters. And so, but I want them to never stop learning. But I think Berkey right now, his learning curve is right where he needs to be as a rookie. But there's a couple of things such as down and distance that he can help us with.
Dave, there have been a situation in the past where, you know, in the secondary, you guys have identified your group
right. And
used your group kind of that mix and match.
Yes.
Seems like maybe at corner this year with the quality that you have there, mm-hmm. that might mean something different for your group this year. How does it affect the way the safeties will play this year with the type of talent you guys have at corner?
Good question. To be honest with you, I don't think it's going to affect us as much because, you know, you sit here, you look at Quentin Demps. And if we have a situation where we need to put the Bison package on the field, where we put the 3 safeties on the field, we have that ready to go. But the fact that we have Walter Thurman here as a nickel, you know, that's going to help us tremendously, especially when they put 3 wide receivers on the field. But a lot of these teams, when they try to play 2 tight ends, we still have the safety package that's going to allow us to go in and be thicker and be ready to support the run as well as play the pass as well.
You guys have come into almost every season the last five years telling Antrell
that's right.
that he was going to get to play where he
no
wants
more
to
of
play.
That. That's right. Antrell can play safety now. So instead of him going down and playing nickel, we have enough nickels. And so he would be at safety, hopefully, again for the entire season, which last year he had, in my opinion, his best season of his career. And he played safety position 90% of the time.
Did that drive against Dallas last year here change the way you guys now had to attack the offseason? Do you think it became?
No. What happened with that drive, as Coach Field will be able to expound on that a little more, Antrell had to be thrust into the nickel position.
Right.
And of course, when you've been playing back deep the entire game and all of a sudden injuries occur, whatever it may be, and you have to go down and play in the slot position, it's different. There's a lot of room to cover it. And so it didn't change us at all. We're still going ahead with our plan, which is Walter Thurman being here, DRC being on the outside, those guys are helping us tremendously as well as Quentin Demps.